We don't find humor funny.
Oh, please, it's like you're giving her ammunition. I made a point of addressing all the acolytes. Don't make this any more unpleasant than it has to be. We won't be bothering you again.
No, you won't.
Hail Satan!
All the acolytes took one step forward, closing in from every side. Dozens of threatening figures with no faces, immovable in their purpose. It occurred to me that while Jacoby might know this was all just a mind game, his followers believed, and they were getting ready to prove it to us. Melody and I moved quickly to stand back to back.
You're going to die. We will cut the unbelief out of you and send you screaming to our Lord in hell.
I don't think our very good friend the Magister would approve of that.
He doesn't need to know.
There's no need to bother him.
You'll just disappear and never bother anyone again.
Hail Satan!
I think they mean it.
Can you use your pen?
I could, but we'd never force our way through this many people before we ran out of air.
Then you better get ready to guard my back, because it's acolyte ass-kicking time.
Make me proud.
Always.
She launched herself at Cyril and punched him out. While he was falling backwards, she back-elbowed another figure in the throat and then spun round with an outstretched leg and kicked Lily's feet out from under her. The other acolytes froze where they were, shocked by such unexpected defiance, and Melody raged among them, punching and kicking and scattering robed figures all over the place. But they soon found their purpose again and came at her from all sides, pressing in close so she didn't have room to maneuver. Some were already heading in my direction when I raised my voice.
Nobody move!
For a moment, that actually worked. They were so used to responding automatically to authority that they all crashed to a halt. I moved quickly over to stand with Melody, and the acolytes fell back to let me pass. I offered Melody my arm, and she leaned on it heavily, breathing hard.
I could have handled this. I had them exactly where I wanted them.
Good to know. I looked at Cyril and Lily, who were back on their feet again.
Get these people out of our way, or I will summon Hecate's cat to deal with you.
Ha! You don't have that kind of power.
You really think the Magister would make time for someone who didn't?
He's bluffing.
Of course he is.
Kill them, and take your time. I want to hear them beg for mercy.
Hail Satan!